Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Well, welcome. It is the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. The ultimate, the ultimate text just came through.
What's that?
It says, I find it hilarious that I get so pissed off at people at work for talking to me while your show is on. I act like I'm happy to see them, but inside my head is yelling at them. I hate them. Go away. That's the compliment of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So here we are. Did we get Brody on? Can we hear you, Dave Brody?
Nah.
Okay, we're working on that. Get that working, Scary. Garrett's here, and yep. There's Straight Nate, and there's Scary, and Danielle, and Gandhi, and Froggy, and Scotty B, and Master Control. I missed the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast yesterday. What did I miss?
Well, we were talking about proposals, and we were going around the room talking about how we proposed. I think we left off with Scary, if you wanted to go.
No, we gave Scary 24 hours to make a story.
When we last left me, I signed out of the room as I was about to speak.
Yes.
Because I don't have a proposal story, and nor do I plan to have one for the foreseeable future.
Oh.
Sorry.
I thought we gave you 24 hours to get it done, so you had something good to talk about.
I mean, that's putting me on the spot a little. No.
What else do we do?
A little. Just a little bit.
All right. Well, I guess we won't talk about Scary's proposal story.
No. Who does want to talk about theirs?
Scary, have you ever been a part like of a friend's proposal or anything like that?
No, I have not. Like, you mean somebody else's plan?
Yeah, like help out in any type of way or?
Or have you ever proposed like, let's go to dinner at Applebee's.
On a late night.
I mean, no, I've only criticized others' proposals and calling some of them cheesy. You know, like, I think the whole, like, on the screen at a baseball stadium. Been done before.
Okay, so if you were to propose, how would you do it? That wasn't cheesy.
Oh, man. I mean, obviously it would have to be an early memory of a first date or something like that. And, you know.
Yep. He's got it in him. He's got if the romantic side
he's
in him.
He's got it. Just, it's coming.
Oh, it sounds good.
But what if you met somebody for the first time in the back of a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot dumpster? Are you going to do a proposal there?
Yes. If it means something,
you know,
to you.
If it's personalized, if you want to do it that way. By the way, you have to stop everything. Brody is saying, Scary, I can't hear anything on CF. Scary, you are away on clean feet. Can someone please
I know,
tell
but
him?
The thing is it's just not working. So I'm saying move to Zoom.
All right.
Brody,
all right.
Move to Zoom. I don't have no other option.
Can you just fix it?
I started and restarted the program.
No, just fix it in the background because it's ruining our entire podcast.
Right. I think this adds to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
You think it does?
Yeah, because it's the problems that we really have behind the scenes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep fucking up then. That's
well, look, he's frozen. It's his own.
No, he's not frozen.
He's not frozen.
He's not frozen. I think your computer's messed up, Scary, because he's not frozen with us. All right, moving on. I'm not going to turn 15 minutes into this.
No. Nope.
Sorry.
Unless you want to.
No. Move along.
All right. Well, Froggy, did you want to go?
Yeah, so like Scary said, so my proposal would have been way better than it was, but Lisa fucked it up, so.
Lisa
and I, one of the very first things that we did, not the very first date, but one of the first dates, we went down to, we were living in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater at the time. And we went down to, they ring a bell on Clearwater Beach. And every night, whoever rings the bell, you sign this little book. So Lisa and I, early on, we went to a restaurant. We went to the Sunset. And Lisa and I rang the bell. It was very early in our relationship. So when I decided that I wanted to propose to her, I wanted to take her back to that bell, ring the bell, and I was going to propose to her there. So we had other things we were doing that night, but I was going to include that. I'm not going all the way over there. That's way out of the way. That's bullshit. So we didn't go. I ended up proposing to her in front of the house that we were going to buy. We had put an offer down on our very first house. And so I took her. We wanted to drive by the house and see the house. The awkward part was the people we were buying the house from, they were divorcing. I didn't know that. I called them to tell them, hey, we're going to drive by. I'm going to propose in the driveway tonight. And that's when the guy told me, oh, okay, great. They were in the window watching as they were going to get divorced. It was a little awkward.
Well, as they say, when one door closes, another one opens.
Right.
Correct. They were closing theirs. We were opening ours. I think mine has stayed open a little longer than theirs did. So I proposed to her in the driveway of the house we were buying. She said yes, obviously. But then as we were driving to where we were going, I told her what I wanted to do. And, of course, it was my fault that we didn't end up where we should have gone to get. I should have known then what this whole marriage was going to be like, that everything was going to be my fault. But anyways, that's how I proposed to Lisa, in front of our house, not where I rang the Sunset bell inside the book.
There you go. See? Happy ending.
Sounds fun. Yeah. It's happy.
That's cool. I just realized after we're done, we have an interview with Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. What's she talking about? Do we know?
She's got a documentary series on YouTube, new music. She's
love her.
Staying busy.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
But where's the video?
Sounding good.
Morse code.
Give me a minute. Hold on.
What the hell?
This fucking hunk is
jumping. It's like the friggin' Kool-Aid man jumping through the wall.
Yeah. Got that 1987 laptop cranking up.
Not a laptop, Scary. Don't be a dick.
Too late.
There you are.
There he is.
Oh, he's back.
Brody
poor
made
Brode.
It. And he looks happy, too.
Brody, you look very happy.
It would just be great if Scary communicated to me that there was a problem. That's all.
I didn't know there was a problem until it happened.
It's still kind of glitchy. There's something glitchy going on. I don't know.
Oh well.
Well, this is taking a turn for the fun.
I wish people could read our text. So Brody's texting. He says, "Scary, I can't hear anything on CF, which is clean feed." So Scary says, "Brody, move to Zoom." Brody, what does that mean? Scary, clean feed clearly is not working. It's just one after the next.
Yeah, we have two audio sources. When one fails, we go to the other one. So we're on the backup now.
Okay, then we're fine. Right. Let's get back on the horse and take a ride.
I mean, now, Nate's got the joke. Does Facebook own clean feed?
now you're here, Brody. So let's make it worth your time. What do you want to do?
Badmouth Scary for the next 12 minutes.
Oh,
it's got nothing to do with me.
That's no fun.
I say get off the couch and come in.
Oh, you know what? So I succumbed to peer pressure yesterday, and I decided to watch Squid Game.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Loved it.
It's great.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it coming that, you know, it was going to be a different type of game, but it was great. The acting, the voiceover dub wasn't as bad as you described. I can't sit there reading in an action movie. I can't read during an action movie.
I'm telling you, it's so much better if you shut off the dubbing and just read the subtitles.
Well, I'll tell you two things about the dubbing. Number one, I don't know why they don't hire South Korean actors to do the voice dubbing to make it sound a little more realistic. And number two, my friend Eric, he has the closed captioning and the dubbing at the same time. And he said that the overdubbing is cleaner and that the captioning that translates what they're actually saying is much more vile. And so,
really?
For instance, so what he said was in the overdubbing, the guy says, "What are you, a chicken?" But in the translation, it says, "What are you, a pussy?"
Yeah.
So
it's a lot better. I'm telling you, it's better with the captions. And you can hear the emotion in their voice.
I'm going to start over then. I'm going to start this thing over. Because I was like, okay.
How crazy is it, though?
Both at the same time.
The director of Squid Games pitched this for 10 years and got turned down because of the quote-unquote bizarre concept of the movie. And then now that it's out, it's the biggest thing in the world, seen in every country possible, number one.
Should my kids not be watching this?
Oh.
Well, I went downstairs into the basement the other day. Ashley was having a sleepover, and they were watching it. I wasn't sure if they should be or not.
Well, it's too late then, Scotty.
Wait, how old is she?
She's 13.
She's probably old enough.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Do you know that it's crashing internet places? So, like, there's an internet provider in South Korea that's actually suing because it wants the it wants Netflix to cover costs of increased internet traffic and maintenance all because of this show.
Oh, please.
Yeah, hold out for that.
They should go get a tune-up. It's their fault.
I did get a recommendation for a similar show from a few years ago called Alice in Borderland, which is also South Korean, and it's about young gamers who get sucked into a real-life game, and it's also where they risk their lives
and
could die in the game.
There you go.
And Free Guy.
No, they don't get sucked into a game. Sorry, Danielle, I didn't mean to say that. What happens is an organization puts them in a real-life game that they have to try to survive.
Gotcha.
Similar to Squid Games, but much more.
That's what iHeart does to us every day.
You're damn right.
iHeart puts us in this room every day and tries to see which one's going to fall first. And here we are. We're all surviving. So there. Screw you. All right. So Brody's here successfully. We've talked about Squid Games. We've talked about proposals. What's left?
That might be it. There's a dog licking its hole behind him. Maybe we could talk about that.
He's biting his foot. He's biting his foot, not his hole. He's a boy.
I was so jealous all of a sudden.
It'll be a moment until it gets to the hole.
Right. I have a question about
boy dogs eat their holes all the time.
They totally have holes.
Yeah. Wait, can I ask about dog holes?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. You can't have one. Use your stuffed animal.
Scotty, what?
No, so Sawyer is constantly eating his butt hole. Does that mean it has to be expressed or something? Like you have to do with Max?
Could be. It could be. Or he could have a little bitty little infection or something. Or just,
but Scott,
it could
should
be a
take
million
him
things.
To a professional to do that. Don't try and do it yourself.
Yeah, don't YouTube. Scotty, don't go to YouTube University to learn how to express.
Just for fun, go to YouTube. Just for fun. I'm not jealous, saying do Scott. It. Just go to YouTube and watch it be done.
No, but I get kisses after that, and I don't
like
that.
Oh my gosh! Why does he always have to go down that road?
Are they Hershey's kisses?
Yeah.
Brody, you're asking a question about what?
Yeah, so I also started watching Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yes, love it.
And I'm enjoying it, except I have a question. I'm not looking to offend anybody, but does it seem like Selena Gomez is acting like her mouth is wired shut?
I haven't seen it.
She kind of talks like this and the whole everything. She doesn't really open her mouth when she talks.
That's kind of how she talks anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen her animated when we interview her, and it's a little bit more animated. But in the movie, in the show, she's good, but she doesn't seem to open her mouth when she talks. So it's a little distracting.
I don't know.
Maybe I should watch with subtitles.
I'll pay closer attention to the the little bitty mouth of Selena Gomez.
Okay.
It's a good show, though. It's really fun. I like
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right. What else? Come on. Look at Nate. Nate's
well, you know,
offering
I will
nothing.
Say one thing that was mentioned earlier was when the internet was down yesterday. What was the last thing that you saw on your screen? And every time you kept refreshing, it was the only post that you saw up top. Someone texted in earlier that there was an ice cream cone shaped like a penis that they couldn't get rid of. There was a couple of other funny ones that came through, but I was wondering about you guys. What did you see? What was
mine
yours?
was a post by Shitty PD.
Yeah, me too.
I was stuck on that
the
one.
Dancing
that,
guy.
I saw as soon as you liked it, that was stuck on that all day. I saw Elvis Duran likes this.
Yep. I liked it.
Same thing here.
I liked it and didn't even know it went away.
Do we need to explain who Shitty PD is?
Go do a search on Instagram for Shitty PD. Or go to Shitty Radio Jock.
Shitty Radio Jock. That's who I got stuck on, Shitty Radio Jock.
Yeah, they're very, very delightful. I love them. Okay, well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here today on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Have.
Oh, did we talk about the lady who yelled at us for using the word with the words female orgasm?
Hold on, let me see if she's
such a turd.
Because obviously I have blocked her as well because she did not slip into my DMs.
Hmm.
No,
good for you.
She still hasn't said anything since last night. She was still going at it at like 11 o'clock last night.
She
too.
Should blame Harry Styles. He was the one who said it. It was his quote from the stage.
Why does everyone have to be blamed, though? Like, what was so bad that we're blaming people about
there's
things?
There's no reason to blame anything.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what the song. If her kid is singing the song, that's what the song's about.
You know what? Be a parent and lie about what it means if that's what you want to do.
Or turn off our show. If you're going to act like that, I don't want you soaking up our positive energy.
Exactly. You don't deserve the content.
She's offended watching Brody's dog eat his own butthole right now.
I'll tell you this.
It's his leg.
There was a butthole eating.
When Kaden was young and the song Birthday Sex was out, we had convinced him that it was birthday text. And it was that simple. Yeah. Lie to your kid. If you don't know
that's right.
At this point you have to lie to your children sometime, then you're a bad parent.
Hey, Brody, but why are you so offended that we're talking about your dog licking his hole? Dogs lick their holes.
Yes,
that's
they do.
That's fine. I'm just saying that particular moment he was licking, he's biting his paw. His
so
rear
you
paw.
Say.
If you were Scotty, you'd let him lick your face right after.
I don't
if I was
him,
Scotty, I'd be licking
it.
His butthole for him.
Yeah, Scotty lets him lick his own butthole.
You know what my dog says? Hey, this butthole don't lick itself.
And we're out of time.
that's what my dog says. I'm just quoting my
Which
dog.
Which one? Which one?
Yes.
Today on Serial Killers Podcast, Leather Cheerios.
All right. Well,
oh, man.
It's been a lot of fun.
We're out of time.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.